If Teddy Ruxpin was your only friend, you're ready to go back to the 80s. I'm your homeboy host, Darian. After the break, we're headed back to Sunday, May 5th, 1985.
Did you know that we have American soldiers who are being imprisoned in their own country as a result of Middle Eastern wars? These forgotten heroes need you now. Please go to FreeOurTroops.com. That's FreeOurTroops.com. And make a small donation to help us campaign for presidential pardons for our heroes. With your donation, you'll also receive a chance to appear as an extra in the movie Mad Dog 5. Again, go to FreeOurTroops.com and become their hero today.
My baby's talking.
And what I want to talk about is your driving. Your jackrabbit starts are wasting gas.
He's backseat driving.
He's up on the highway, too. Every 10 miles per hour you go over 60, it's like paying 40 cents more a gallon. Ma, it's time for a change.
I'll drive smarter.
Not that kind of change.
Get hundreds of dollars worth of money-saving gas tips and help the environment at the Alliance to Save Energy's website, drivesmarterchallenge.org.
Can that announcer dude change me?
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
It was Sunday, May 5th, 5585. We were in the mid-80s, and everything was crazy. Like Madonna's number one hit, Crazy for You. Alabama had a number one country hit, There's No Way. Several new movies opened that weekend, like the Universal action flick Gotcha coming in at number 3. And debuting at number 1, the Orion Pictures action film, Code of Silence. And it was all about the cute kids at 7 p.m. on NBC, with a repeat of Silver Spoons, followed by a repeat of Punky Brewster. And that was the joint 80s, friends. If you'll excuse me, Kit from Knight Rider is taking me to my Cinco de Mayo parade. So I'll chat with you tomorrow for another 80s flashback.